Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Double Brain Think Tank. I'm your host, Angie.
And I'm your host, Celeste. And we are the brains.
Together, we're Sanji.
We are hosted in this tank.
And we're a sandwich of twinship and
we're
love.
And Celeste.
Anyway,
what's it? I was thinking about Mavis Beacon the other day. Do you guys remember her and remembering it? Or, like, remember figuring out that she's not real? That really fucked me up.
For those who don't know, Mavis Beacon was like a typing thing. It was like a typing lady.
Yeah.
It was like Rosetta Stone for typing.
Yeah. Teaches typing. Mavis Beacon teaches typing. Mavis Beacon, you know. Much to say about her.
I want to crack open the soda, but I don't like.
No, do it and go.
I'm
like,
gonna do ASMR.
It's your running bit.
That was really loud.
Yeah, it was. It's gonna blow out the speakers. You know what though?
Yeah, that definitely clipped.
Good lady. Good woman.
Great woman.
I wish that she were real, honestly. Don't tell my girlfriend this, but.
Yeah, don't tell my girlfriend this, but.
But she was my dream woman at some point.
Oh, facts.
Think about it. She can type.
She can teach you.
She can teach me.
But she's real. She definitely exists.
And the lady on the cover is pretty good looking. I mean. Let's not shit ourselves, you know?
Yeah, let's be real.
She is a good-looking woman. I mean, that's what was selling those. Let's be honest.
Yeah, it was a sex appeal. No one gave a fuck about typing. They just wanted to bang Mavis Beacon so bad.
Clacking away.
Exactly. You just want to start typing when you see a broad like that.
During the lessons, I was only typing that fast to please her because I knew that we would have a better relationship. The better
your typing was, the better the relationship.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, this is something that I innately understood.
Yeah, and that's great, I think.
Yeah, and you know, now I'm a really fast type, you know,
I'm a fast type.
I'll send that email in a second, boss.
Yeah,
let
facts.
Me just utilize
Literally.
That typing.
That's
that
so
I
fire.
From, you know,
dude, that's fire.
My childhood crush, Mavis Beacon. Yeah.
Real Spillington.
Real Spillington. You went on a date recently. You wore a bolo tie.
Yes, I did.
I thought that was a good choice. I think, you know, that shows you, you know.
I'm courageous.
And, you know, I'm courageous but stylish with it.
I went to Brooklyn Queer Pool.
How was it?
It was good.
Did you win some?
I won one round and I lost one, so it's split. But I was partnered up with the person who runs the club.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Really good?
Yeah, she was really good.
Damn.
Yeah, I was like, damn. Because usually I dog walk people.
Yeah.
I feel like every time I play pool with someone, they're like, oh, you know, she doesn't look like she plays pool. I'm just going to dog walk her. But I just dog walk them because I'm like, you forgot that I care.
Yeah. Is there a way to walk people that's not dog walking?
A catwalk, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's just a thing I like to say. I don't know if it's actually a real...
No, I like that. I like that.
I don't know if it's real vernacular, honestly.
So you were, you know, 50-50, you know, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Were the other pool players any good? Were they...
Some of them were good. Some of them were, like, eh.
Yeah.
But, like...
As is a mixed...
I wouldn't want to go against the person who runs it, because she was really good.
Yeah. That's cool. Do you make any pals?
I think so. I mean, we hung out briefly for, like, maybe an hour or so, and then we went to the bush, and we did karaoke, and that was really fun.
Yeah.
And the DJ had an amazing voice.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a really good singer.
This time it was a girl, but she...
Why is it every karaoke person has a fucking amazing voice?
That's why they're there, though, to, like, step it up.
Yeah, they're there to stop.
She did Side to Side by Ariana Grande.
No.
And it was killed.
Good.
It was really
that
good.
Crazy.
I felt like I was at a concert, OP. Because it was just like, oh, my God, she's hitting every note. Like,
no, I go up there and
have, is Ariana Grande here? Like, the hell?
See, like, that's awesome, but, like, I'm there to do voice cracks to break stuff, you know?
Oh, I did it just... When I did the Justin Bieber song, everyone went like, yo!
Which one?
You know which one.
One time. One time.
Yeah. But everybody loves when you do that song. Like, they go nuts. Because nobody's going to choose that song.
That's why it's my
song.
That's your signature.
Yeah, it's my signature.
I always do break stuff. Doesn't always... doesn't always hit. But I think the thing is, I like it better when it doesn't
hit. It's funnier when it doesn't hit.
Yeah, because then I'm just being crazy in public, and that's funny.
Someone was going to do Slim Shady, and I decided that, but then they, like, cowered it out, and I want to do Slim Shady. Next time I go to a place, I'm going to do the real Slim Shady. Like, I'm just going to rap it.
Yeah.
Like, why not? It's funny. And, like, everybody likes that song, you know?
Yeah, you really got to bring the energy. That's the thing about break stuff, too. It's like, you got to...
I showed my date our roommate's karaoke song. Our roommate's karaoke song is Bitches by MSI.
Yeah.
And, I was just like, this is my roommate's.
And the self-indulgence for those of you at home.
Yes. And she was like, wow.
He also does Don't Steal My Sunshine,
too. Yeah, he does. Yes, those are his two. Sunshine. My two karaoke songs are One Time and Beautiful Soul by Jesse McCartney.
Mine are Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit and Somebody's Baby by Jackson Browne.
It's a good one. And then I was thinking, like, what would my third karaoke song be? And then somebody did the Camp Rock, This Is Me. And I was like, that would be my third karaoke song.
We should do that together.
Yes, we should.
I need to learn that song.
You need to learn Joe's part.
Oh, we should watch that tonight, actually.
Yeah, no. Camp Rock.
Yeah, exactly.
Camp Rock. Yeah, no, we need... That's an essential text, mm-hmm. You know?
Exactly.
It's an essential text. Camp Rock is an essential text.
Yeah. You want to know what I did last night? I went to this Latinx fundraiser thing.
Yeah.
And I talked to this white woman who was a critical race professor. Just kind of crazy. We talked about, but she was chill, actually. I was just like, what a bizarre job for you specifically to have. The ticket was quite hefty, but there was an open bar, and I just, like, I had maybe six drinks because I was trying to break even, babe.
Do you think you break even?
I think I broke a little more than even. Because I'm thinking six drinks, $75, right?
Does that include tip, though? $75?
Yeah, I assume so. I'm just like, we're in Manhattan, and I'm gonna assume, you know, a rum and coke is $15 here at minimum.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, you definitely kicked its ass.
Yeah, I think so. We danced. I made a guy out of straws on the floor with my feet.
Yeah, I saw that. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was fun. It was just like, I was kind of like, I don't really like talking to these people because, like, these are all business of art people, essentially. Like, there are a few artists, which is cool. But
that,
like,
Tegan and Sarah,
but they're
shout
also
out.
Like, the artists that are out here are like, they're dropping trowel, they're S&Ds. Like, they're trying to get that sale, they're trying to get that, you know, that space or whatever. Like, it's all like, yeah, hell yeah. It's all like, you know, kind of fake in a sense. You know what I mean? Like, imagine if there were like a mixer with like record executives and like bands. You know what I mean? Imagine how they would act. That's kind of what, like, the vibe was. And it's just like, I was just like, I'm not even gonna bother because, like, I don't have shit to offer these people, you know?
I understand what you mean. It's hard to socialize in that kind of setting where people are trying to, like, get something done.
They're trying to milk each other.
Yeah. That's crazy.
It's just like, I'm not here to milk or be milked, so I'm just gonna stay in my own lane, you know?
You don't wanna be milked.
No, I don't.
That's just wrong, man.
Yeah, there's a cool poet there, but, you know, Nikki was definitely, you know, fangirling.
Oh, word for the poet?
Yeah, do you remember that poetry, like,
Oh, is this that lady that you texted me last night and you were like, can you say that I'm this lady?
Yeah, exactly.
Why did you want me to say that you were that lady?
Because then I'd be like, look, I'm her, like, you can't get away from this. No, but, you know, I'll let her have her moment, I guess. But when I say it, it's wrong and bad. You know, there's, you know.
You can have her, etc.
Yeah.
Yeah. The classic move.
Yeah. I don't know. She introduced me to that phrase. She can fucking have you. And now I'm indestructible, essentially. I'm totally abusing it because you can't just introduce that phrase into my life and use it against me and expect me not to, like,
yeah, that's crazy.
Run it into the fucking ground.
Oh, you're definitely gonna run into the ground. I already feel the shift in the energies.
Yeah. You think it's already being run into the ground?
Nah, not enough. It needs.
Have you.
We can, yeah, yeah. The ground can fucking have you. By the way, me when I plant a plant in soil and I say the ground.
The dirt can fucking have.
The ground can fucking have you, okay? Because I'm not taking care of you, bitches. And I just like put like soil in a pile and I put like the seed in it. Like the ground can fucking have you.
Yeah,
all right.
No, we should get on the topic of curls. I thought that we had a very productive conversation on the topic of curls. We were talking about, you know, and there are people. People have more of an affinity for the curl, right? They love to see it curl.
Yeah.
There's a Hinge message shared between us that was like, someone, what was it? I want to run my fingers through your curls.
I could run my fingers through your curls all day.
Yep.
That's an insane message. Was that like a first message?
That was the opener.
That's an insane opener.
That's an insane opener, isn't it?
Like, the fact you're going to be able to put your fucking
crazy
fingers,
yeah,
in my goddamn hair, that's crazy. Like,
yeah,
you
and
have some balls,
and
man.
You said it reminded you of a witch, correct?
Yeah, it's like...
You said it reminded you of a witch, like, I will run my fingers through your curls all day. And I was thinking...
She's, like, stroking your face,
yeah,
with her nasty fingernails.
Yeah, her witch's finger.
Her bulbous fingers with, like, you know, little,
yeah,
warts and stuff.
Yes, the disgusting
Her green fingers
with the long chipped nails. You know, I was thinking if she, like, you know, like when like a lich or some sort of dark supernatural being touches a flower, it wilts. I was thinking the witch could put her finger in your curl and it would grow limp and die and turn straight, you know, like sort of like she is killing the curls on your head. And that's kind of what a hair straightener is.
Yeah,
the witch's
a hair
finger.
Straightener is a witch's finger. It's a witch's finger.
It's meant to oppress.
Like, oh, can you hand me the witch's finger?
Stay woke.
I have a job interview later.
Yeah.
Could you hand me the witch's finger real quick?
That's a good shorthand for that.
Yeah,
it's definitely not,
yeah,
longer than that word.
Straightener. Witch's finger sounds better than straightener.
Witch's finger. No, but did you? You know, it's like, stay woke also, because it's like, it's literally a witch's finger that's killing, you know, she's casting evil spells upon you. You have to keep your curls. We are a pro-curl community.
Pro-curl.
And we're not talking about the Olympic sport here. We're talking,
yeah,
about those.
We don't care about the Olympic sport specifically.
Those, you know. Those things growing out of your head.
Yeah,
that's
those little curly cues. That's,
yeah,
what we're talking about. You,
yeah,
know, people like to hate.
They do.
People like to hate, but the
haters
thing is, haters make you famous.
Haters,
you know,
are...
only like 12% of the population on Earth has curly hair, and you got
to
keep that in mind.
We need to amplify curly voices.
Facts. We need to curly cue voices.
Where are my 3C community at?
Where's my 3C community at? Absolutely.
Tap in, but do not leave it lingering or it will straighten, you know what I mean?
Facts. You know, you're just spitting facts,
yeah,
right now. Bars,
yeah,
if you will.
No, but I do think having curly hair is romantic in a way, you know?
Like, it is romantic. It's like you live in a more whimsical realm,
mm-hmm,
where it's, you know, like... Armpit hair grows straight, you know, body hair grows straight. Kind of. Yeah, not always, but like kind of, you know, it's like curly.
Yeah. There's some curly. They call them your tight and curlies, you know, for a reason.
That's true. I mean, I've never heard that, but that's true.
Yeah, well, they call them that to me, so.
Yeah, I love making shit up.
No, they do.
No, I don't know.
I'm sure. I also love making shit up, though. It's unrelated.
Yeah, no, that is awesome.
It has nothing to do with...
Why wouldn't you?
Nothing of the sort to do with the conversation here.
Nothing of the sort.
That I love to make shit up.
I love making shit up, too. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
That's why we're here, because we love to make shit up.
But, you know, I do think it is a romantic trait to have. Once again, I'm saying, you know, there is a nice... fantastical element there. Certainly,
yeah. But you know, curly cues, love them, gotta love them. But you know what I mean, like having curly hair is whimsical.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I could have done this the way you're doing this, but actually hold my beer, because I'm gonna do it differently,
yeah,
and not even on purpose.
Yep, not even, it's genetics, baby.
Yeah, like, you know, flawless. And then everyone compares you to everyone with curly hair, so you're just like, yeah, you know what? I totally, you know,
yeah,
I totally do resemble Toa Bird, even though I don't,
yeah,
at all.
100%.
Because I have curly hair, so thank,
yeah,
you for that.
Thanks,
actually,
everybody.
I really appreciate the...
Yeah. You know what? Everyone who ever talks to me about having curly hair, they should all be rounded up into a gymnasium and forced to do a clapping dance number.
They should be forced
about my curls.
They should be forced to do the Pacers, fitness gram, whatever.
But every interval, they have to say something about the products that keep these curls nice and healthy.
Yeah, they.
For example, Shea Butter Moisturizer is, good to use. As a leave-in, whatever,
Yeah, then they were in a lap. Yeah, then they were in another lap.
There's a lot of knowledge you need to know. There's a lot of information.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Us curly-haired, we're scholars, really, of that whole realm. And every day we keep learning. We learn every day because there's more to know. There's always more to know.
There's not enough.
You know, it's like Albert Einstein, He was... What do you think was powering that? Those curls, that's what?
Absolutely. You think a guy with straight hair could have thought of that shit?
Nope. No.
Exactly. Nope.
He would have been like, no, I must control my thoughts.
Yes, he'd be like, actually, do you mind if I run this brush through my hair real quick? I think I'm feeling a curl coming on.
Yeah.
That would disrupt my thoughts from these earthly things.
Well, he could only really brush him when he showers.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if he had straight hair, he would have brushed out.
He would not be doing.
He'd brush out all his thoughts.
He would be showering.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So I've had a pretty crazy time. I woke up. Oh yo, like this is a little much, but. Whew. You ever have some shit go down at work where you're like, fuck, this is crazy. Glad that wasn't me,
Recently I've had a moment where I was like, it is me. Wow.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest. I'm like, wow, it is me.
Yeah.
But hey, we ball.
Yeah.
We work towards goals and
we hustle. You should open up an Etsy shop.
I really don't want to do that.
There's like Taylor Swift friendship rates or some shit.
Dude, I would go broke. You can make your own friendship bracelet. That's kind of the point.
No, I don't know. I feel like someone would buy it. Yeah, because it's like, oh no, I have a Taylor Swift concert tomorrow. I can't make this friendship bracelet.
Yeah, it would.
Express order from Angie.
Yeah, this $50 bracelet that I couldn't make at Joanne's.
Why are you charging that much?
I don't know, because I'm assuming no one's going to buy them and I need to make rent.
Yeah, so you're going to sell them at $50 each.
Okay, so I'll make...
Insane.
How much do you suggest?
That's way more than
how much do you suggest?
How much do I suggest?
Yes.
I mean, wait, what's a normal bracelet cost? Like
$2? I don't know.
I mean, maybe you could go for $7.
$7?
Yeah, I mean, if the beads are really nice and it's, like, nicely constructed,
That's still a lot. I don't know.
It's still a lot, but, like, you can be, like, ethically sourced or something.
Yeah, I'll be, like, woman minority-owned.
Yeah, made with vegan hands.
I wash off all the bacon grease off my hands before I start working on it.
Yeah.
I'm, like, eating, like, a turkey leg, and then I'm, like, wait, and I put on some Purell, and I'm, like, all right, time to get started.
Yeah, these hands will not touch any meat, and your bracelet, you should put that in the disclaimer. These hands will not touch any meat and your bracelet at the same time.
That's crazy.
This is, like, a big thing in the info section. I like when the info section has, like, no fucking information. Like, it's just, like...
Yeah, the product.
That's a shirt, I guess, and that they're...
It's like, you're definitely drop shipping this. This is funny.
Yeah, or there's a model, too, so it's not like they're not, like, saying, oh, this is a size medium. This person is 5, 10,
yeah.
And 150 pounds or something, they're not giving you any of that information. There's still a guy. You have no sense of proportion. It's just, like... cotton, maybe. Like, not even 100%. Like, you don't know. I like when they keep it vague, because I'm like, then you think about it too much, it makes me think, like, you don't fuck with this product anyway.
Yeah, right? Facts.
You don't fuck with it anyway because you're second-guessing. You're overthinking it. Like, McDonald's doesn't have, like, a big, like, explanation on their wrappings and such.
That's true.
You don't see an ad for McChicken and it's like, this McChicken is, you know, 5 inches by, like, I don't know why a McChicken would be 5 inches, but, you know. You get what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, that's a huge McChicken.
They don't have to beg.
5 inches.
Somehow it's just thinking my dream McChicken.
It's five inches long. That's gross.
Yeah, you don't like my idea?
Not really, no.
That's, all right, well, I mean, it just seems like you don't fucking like McChickens.
I do like McChickens.
You like McChickens.
Yeah, but I'm not being sponsored. Also, they support Israel, so
boo. All right, let's have it. I haven't had one in years, by the way. And this was before, you know, we were so aware. All right, let's get out of here.
All right, thank you for listening to this episode of Double Brain Think Tank. We'll be back with you sooner than you can ever imagine.
Yeah, we will. Also, bonus content. I drank green juice and, like, immediately went to the bathroom and just, like, everything. Anyway, see you later.
Yeah, that was a fire recap. but don't forget to subscribe, like, or give us a big rating, because then maybe we can make some goddamn money.